psychology cannot outpace our destruction. I'm not a psychologist at all, but I am definitely well-versed in meme culture and brain rot. And I gotta admit, after exposing myself to some skibbity riz, I just can't help but feel like, you know, it just kind of makes me think about cigarettes in the 20s. Off to a good start here. But cigarettes in the 20s, you know, we didn't, I don't know whether or not these companies knew how bad cigarettes were for us, okay? Let's give them the benefit of the doubt and assume that the cigarette companies in the 20s didn't know that cigarettes were bad for you. Whatever the case may be, it doesn't really matter because socially, we all thought cigarettes were cool. If you didn't smoke, you were weird, okay? Well, it turns out cigarettes cause lung cancer. And like literally every single dysfunction you could imagine as a result of like smoking completely destroys your entire body. And there's like a good, I can never pronounce the YouTube channel's name, but there's a very good video from, I think it's called Kyrgyzstacked. It's that like really, it's the In a Nutshell channel. There's a great video on smoking from there. It's worth a watch. And it's very good. And it details how bad smoking is. And you're just like, yeah, this is terrible for you, you know? Well, how long did people do this for thinking it was just fine? Well over, what, 40 years, I think? I don't know. I don't know the research, but I'm going to gamble it was somewhere between the 50s and the 70s that we figured out it was bad, okay? That's still 30 years plus of it being socially accepted that you smoked, and you smoked good and hard, and if you didn't, you were weird, okay? Only to find out it was so bad, right? We're hitting a point now, I think, where we are like, so with the cigarettes, it took years and years and years of research to figure out, oh, this is bad for us. And then once we knew, it took years for it to hit the public because the companies were like, oh, crap, we're all going to go under because this is bad for you. But like, we're not going to say anything right now. OK, I think people are, you know, there are those Redditors out there, those Reddit posts about what's going to be the new cigarette. You know, what's going to be the thing that everybody looks back on and goes, this was so terrible for us, right? Tons of people say that's going to be social media. Things like maybe even YouTube, but things like, you know, TikTok and Facebook and Instagram. The ones where, you know, you post about yourself. I mean, well, I guess YouTube is no different, but, you know, the ones where you get really addicted to followers and, I mean, well, I guess that's YouTube. Oh, God. Whatever it is. Okay. Social media. We may say social media ends up being that thing. But, you know, everybody keeps wondering what that new cigarette is. And what I think is interesting is I feel like we've reached an accelerated state of, we're like at an accelerated state towards destruction, where even as we learn about the bad stuff, new stuff pops up. So like, as we figure out that like, and I mean like as an entire society, this isn't just like a couple of people. This is like everybody figures out there's a problem, right? It's like we first like figure out that like Facebook is cool. Oh, this is really cool. But we don't know it's psychologically damaging at all. Then by the time research comes out that things like Facebook and Twitter are bad for us, it's like, oh, that's fine. Well, you know, there's alternatives, right? And then people like while research is going on about social media addiction from 2012 to 2018, you know, battle royale games come out and we find out, oh my gosh, not even battle royale games, loot boxes come out in 2016. And we figure out, hey, this is really, really bad that kids can gamble with their parents' credit cards when they're 13 years old. That's crazy, right? This is bad and we should ban this. So this gets banned. 2 years go by, not even. And in 2018, 2019, we get Fortnite. And Fortnite comes out and it's like, maybe you could say PUBG and Minecraft PvP comes out, but hey, battle royale games are insanely addictive. Holy moly, this is crazy. We can hook a bunch of kids. So now these kids are hooked on battle royale games, right? It's like we're hitting a point where like we're rapidly doing something psychologically damaging, figuring it out it's really bad, moving on to something else, figuring out it's psychologically bad, moving on to something. Do you know what I mean? Like, and it feels incredibly weird to see this. And I kind of feel like I'm watching the destruction of society and of the human, you know, psyche in real time. Like, I'm seeing a cigarette, so to speak, come out, and then it dying in 2 to 4 months or years, 2 to 4 years, and then another thing come out, and then it dying in 2 to 4 years, and another thing come out and dying in 2 to 4 years, and it's happening at this accelerated rate, right? You know, where it's like, it's hitting this point where, like, you really just don't understand what's going on. Do you know what I mean? Like, we're hitting a point where, like, I this is a really bad example, and I don't want to bring it up, but I will, just for the sake of argument. Gen A slang is really cringe for people that are older, so stuff like skibbity edge riz, you know, just those weird things that they say that are just hilarious and stupid, excuse me, just and stupid, you know. And these kids watch Skibbity Toilet, and you're just like, I don't understand why a bunch of Gmod faces are so entertaining for third and fifth graders, but you just like, you're like, okay, I guess. But, like, I'm not going to pretend that, like, in high school, I didn't watch a couple YouTube poops. You know what I mean? But it wasn't like that's all my brain thought about. Do you know what I mean? Like, we had meme language. We said weird stuff. We did some funny things in middle school and high school. We played, you know, Kitten Cannon on, you know, whatever, it's miniclip.com, like Flash games. You know, we did stuff like that. But it wasn't like that was all we did. Like, it, there's something different, I think, coming up with these different generations. And, like, I feel like the nature of the stuff that's come, I just keep feeling like there's a new cigarette every time. There's a new destructive thing every time. I feel like kids are being exposed to TikTok right now. I feel like parents that remotely put their child near an iPad right now without any supervision for more than 5 minutes, I don't know what they're smoking or what's going on, but, like, I'm like, are you serious? You just put every app on there and said, have fun? Like, do you not understand what's going on? Like, I just don't. Yeah, like, I think a parent that's 37, that's millennial, that doesn't know that they're having, that giving their kid an iPad with TikTok on it, they're going to wake up one day when they're 49 and their kid is 16 and he's like, where's my iPad? And he doesn't understand why he has to leave the house. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't want a job. That's stupid. Do you see, like, what I mean? Like, these things, like these cigarettes, so to speak, they're like popping up like wildfire. Like, I only found out a couple of weeks ago, months ago, I'd actually say, that, like, I think one of my favorite cereals, Honey Nut Cheerios, yeah, it has, like, a carcinogen in it. I think it's called BHT. I, correct me if that's incorrect, but it's called BHT. It, and I think Lucky, not Lucky Charms, a couple other cereals have just BHT in it. Yeah, it's a known carcinogen. But, and this was going on for how long and I didn't know? And this is going on, and it's still in the cereal. It's a preservative that can cause cancer. And we're just kind of like, I went to work that day when I found that out and, like, told one of my coworkers, which was at my old job where everybody was depressed. And I said to my coworker, like, hey, I didn't know that Honey Bunches of Oats, it was Honey Bunches of Oats. I didn't know Honey Bunches of Oats, my favorite cereal, had cancer in it. And my coworker was like, yeah. That's the American health food system, dude. What do you, that's how it works here. We make cancer in our food. And I was like, no one told me this. This is insane, right? Like, are they going to do something about it? And it's like, no, because the FDA doesn't care. And I'm like, of course. So I feel like we are at this rapidly accelerating pace where a new cigarette is coming out every single day. Like every, not really, but more like every 4 months, I'm speaking figuratively, like every 4 months or 8 months, there's some new cigarette that everybody's going to go, oh, this is bad. But it's like, I don't know that this has ever happened at this pace before. And this is why, you know, like, I think about the fall of Rome. You know, I think about, you know, ladies, ask your man if he's thinking about it, because he is probably. And it's just like, it's just true. Like, I can't help but think of, like, the ways that our minds get destroyed and we lose a sense of, not so much self, but, like, these things that destroy what makes a healthy person a healthy person, that we like do in the short term, not really sure about the psychology of how bad it is in the long term. Like, if a new thing comes out, like, be skeptical about it. Like, that's what I'm doing. I'm just kind of going, like, every new thing that comes out, I'm kind of just going, I'm going to be skeptical about this. Because I don't, I'll tell you right now, this is the main reason I don't upload on TikTok or do shorts at all. I don't do shorts at all. And at this point, it's not just because of the lack of interest in spending time to do them. It's I don't feel good contributing to the cigarette addiction that is TikTok. I don't feel good about it. I'm keeping the videos up for now, but I might just delete them at some point because I'm just like, this is bad to be like feeding this short form media frenzy. I personally just don't feel like it's good for us to do that kind of content unmediated. So I don't watch TikTok. I don't do it. I have the app on my phone. I don't watch it. I uploaded to it months ago and don't use it. Same with Instagram. And it's like, I just use YouTube and I just watch it and I try to avoid the shorts. And like, that's what I do because I'm like, this is not good for us. It's not. And everybody knows it. And there will be studies that come out years from now that say, huh, TikTok's bad for you. But everybody's still going to be using it. I mean, do you see cigarettes banned? Do you see cigarettes off shelves? No, people are still using them. So just because we know it's bad doesn't mean it's going anywhere. So it just kind of feels like a minefield. Like as these things keep popping up, you know, that lead us towards our destruction as human beings, and as creatures, like, we got to keep an eye out for these things and just be like, and just dodge them. Every little thing, everything that goes, that might not be good for us. That might not be good for us. This new thing, that might also not be good for us. Like, it might be a good idea to take a break from Skibidi Toilet. Like, it might not be good for us. I don't know. But I have a sneaking suspicion that Skibidi Toilet Edge Riz is probably not, it might not be. I don't know. I just have a suspicion it might not be. For your 11-year-old kid, it might not be.